I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The genocide in Rwanda in the 1990s left many scars. The Hutu-Tutsi tribal conflict is a sobering reminder of the evil that exists in the hearts of people. That conflict has also hardened the hearts of many. Back to the Bible International is addressing that by broadcasting on Radio Rwanda. So says Australia Country Director Bernie Dimet.
They play our weekly half-hour Christian program, Back to the Bible, from Australia, and they play that every Saturday and Sunday night. And they were sharing with me that the listening audience for our program is around the 2 to 3 million mark.
Dimet says many have responded to the message and come to Christ. Next, 16 years ago, Book of Hope planted a church that is now flourishing in Russia's Ural Mountains. The church has grown in numbers, but Bob Hoskins of Book of Hope says they've done much more than that.
They have planted 500 churches across the region of the Urals. And they call it the church that Book of Hope built. And so it was an incredible moment for us to see what seed planted 16 years ago and what the harvest is today.
The church sends missionaries into Russia and all over the world. And Russia's health and social problems are immense, but the church has high hopes. Pray for God's blessing on their work. And 34,000 easy-to-read Bibles are finally in the hands of workers ready to be distributed in India. As the Oriya Bibles were being handed out to World Bible Translation Center workers, government officials came in an attempt to stop the service. They eventually decided to allow it. However, they later took the addresses of the leaders and the center for future inquiries. Please pray that Christians will be bold in distributing these Bibles and that God would protect them as they do His work. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about stories you've heard on this broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website for more details at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.